President Biden is speaking to
Sally. Log Talk Radio.
His remarks come as he can make a decision on whether to extend the troop withdrawal deadline. The president has not ruled out the extension, but the Taliban recently said that would be a red line to keep troops in the country past the August 31st deadline. The Taliban is heading toward a possible confrontation with the U.S. Spokesman for the terrorist group said it now won't allow Afghans to leave. It comes as the U.S. is evacuating thousands every day from the war-torn nation. The spokesman insisted the road to the airport isn't open anymore and only foreigners are allowed to head that way. He claimed there might be a stampede and some may be killed. The group also reiterated its opposition to evacuations, possibly continuing into September. Mayor Bill de Blasio is defending his decision to mandate the coronavirus vaccine for New York City teachers and staff. Scott Pringle reports.
De Blasio on MSNBC this morning says parents are telling him the mandate is reassuring to them.
Human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. A mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time.
De Blasio says he expects the overwhelming number of adults in schools will comply when asked if he was concerned about losing teachers to the vaccine. The teachers union released a statement saying there are many implementation details, including provisions for medical exceptions that by law must be negotiated. All Department of Education officials are mandated to get their first vaccine dose by September 27th.
The ACLU is suing the state of South Carolina over its ban on mask mandates in schools. The ACLU announced it will sue the Palmetto State with Disability Rights, South Carolina, ABLE South Carolina, and parents. They allege students with disabilities are effectively being excluded from public schools because of the ban. Kentucky's governor recently canceled his executive order regarding students wearing masks in school after the state Supreme Court ruled new laws to limit the governor's powers in health emergencies can stand. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-426-0557. 800-426-0557. 800-426-0557. That's 800-426-0557.
Let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies today and a little bit of haze mixed in as well. High temperatures around 74, 75 degrees. Tonight, the haze and clouds will hang around. Low temperatures back down to about 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures a little warmer, around 76. Mostly cloudy skies Wednesday night. Lows down to about 57. For Thursday and for Friday, more clouds and a slight chance of rain showers moving into the picture. High temperatures in the upper 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Look, I was just talking with my very special guest today and host of a fabulous show, Dr. Kathy Aubert. And we were just catching up, and I realized a couple of things in the process of that. One, I got to do more catching up with our host. That's number one. I got to just get on a calendar and say, let's go have coffee and catch up. Because I am so privileged and honored to be working with some of the most incredible people on the planet. And if we learned one thing from this pandemic and still are learning, it is the value of each of us to the other. Today, I'm thrilled to have Dr. Kathy Aubert joining us here today whether you know her as Dr. Kathy or Kathy, or you know her as most powerful, amazing show on the planet, here's what you want to know. She is a phenomenon in the world of leadership, leadership challenges, dilemmas. She has written books that pinpoint the pinnacle of what keeps us separated and what can bring us together. She and I have, we could talk decades of work with business and inequities and disparities. The difference between she and I, she's doing something about it there. I didn't have the guts to go back to corporate America. But today, here you go. Do you stay remote? Do you go hybrid? Do you show up? What do you do? If you're a leader, what do you say? What do I say to my people? Wow. Dr. Kathy, it's so great to have you here.
Always, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for having me. And we decided to do this topic about 2-3 weeks ago before here in the U.S. and around the world, the Delta has resurged, particularly across the South, but many places. And so what we'll talk about today is even more critical. And I think your listeners, especially supervisors, leaders, managers, are in dire need of ideas. Because in fear, when we're stress-triggered, we'll go back to the old way, and that's the one thing we cannot do is we cannot go back to how we used to do business.
And can I ask you a question? You've been sitting in corporate America and internationally. We have learned so much. As a business leader and a business owner, I have learned more in 20 months than I could have probably learned in 20 years. I mean, I've learned how to navigate the waters of funding and what to do to keep your business thriving. I've learned about how to organize people so that they can still work together but be safe. Can I ask you, over these past 20 months, what have you seen? What has leadership been saying? What's been sort of a theme, if there is one, from your perspective?
The organizations that are thriving still are the ones that have really used this moment to transform, to say what wasn't working from how we were working together, how do we get everybody involved in thinking about innovation, creativity, serving customers, creating workplaces that really help people thrive, and do it with an EDI lens, a racial justice, social justice lens, and the ones that have said, we really have to change how we do our business, free up supervisor leader time from the day-to-day logistics and numbers so they can be really investing in people, physical safety, emotional safety, mental health safety, and realizing it's our relationships with each other. And I don't know about you, as a white person, I wasn't taught this, and folks of color for decades have been trying to teach me. It's all about relationships and transformative culture. So the organizations that I think are going to thrive and survive as we move into the fall are those that really become much more people-centered, full breadth of differences, and realize that this time of pandemic and time of racial reckoning has had disproportional impact. I didn't realize that women have left the workplace in such numbers that it's the lowest numbers of women across racialized identity since the 1980s. I didn't know that folks of color were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, which impacted work. Let me tell you, I've had almost every person of color I've been working with the last 20 months say to me, I don't want to go back to work.
Right.
I've realized the racist dynamics. Folks of color have said I'm realizing the disability dynamics. Women have said I'm the gender sexist, queer folk, the homophobic. I want a remote work. A, I'm more productive, but B, the toxic environments for folks in marginalized identities. Folks are saying, I didn't realize how much there was until I had a break. I'm exhausted. I'm burned out. Yes. But at least I don't have to be in those toxic day-to-day environments.
Yeah. You and I both have gotten some information. And what we're seeing is, women are not only fleeing, but here's something that I've been trying to follow, and I will say it's anecdotal research. So I've been pulling some numbers together, really, by trying to pound it out the hard way. The tricky thing, especially for women and women of color, or and it doesn't matter, LGBTQ across the board, if they go on FMLA, if they go on family leave, here's the interesting thing that I'm getting stories about. I have three cases of women coming back after family leave, taking care of dying parents from COVID, and getting salaries cut by $40,000 and $50,000. What? Yeah. This is unspoken. This is an area that we are not talking about. And when you look at the law around this, and this is exactly to your point, because if you look at the law around this, one, these people are saying, I can't take that cut and resigning, therefore not eligible, according to some states, for unemployment. And then when you fill out the unemployment form, the questions are so intimidating. And look, how many ways can you slice and dice and continue to mistreat people? See, this is it. This is it. And not everybody has got the fortitude to fight back.
Or the economic positions of folks are upper middle class and, quote, professional white-collar jobs. They may have some discretionary income, a friend who's a lawyer. But what, 60, 80% of folk are in lower income middle class, quote. And so one, two paychecks. I didn't realize how many folks resigned in May. And how many now are looking for a job. You've heard the language, we're in a turnover tsunami. And so if organizations don't realize that actually it's a talent-driven workplace now, no longer is it you're lucky to have a job, which your three anecdotes, which unfortunately are probably a pattern, which I'm just shocked by, I hadn't heard. Half of workers now are saying they're not going to return to work if they can't have remote. 80% expect 3 days a week remote. Now, these are folks who have been doing remote. 70% did remote. We're not talking about lower paid emergency workers, essential workers that, and again, there's a class race immigration cut there. But if you're thinking about the talent you want to keep across the whole spectrum, 90% of the corporations are saying we're embracing the workplace remote. And this was before the resurgence of Delta, where people are now requiring vaccines since Monday. Pfizer was now approved. And so I think we're going to see more and more, just like the military, just like New York City schools, requiring vaccines. And then folks are going to say, I'm going to leave. And to be honest, I think some organizations are going to say, we'd love to keep you, and if you cannot prioritize employee and client health over your own personal politics, okay.
We'd hate
to lose you, and we cannot have individuals put the entire organization at risk, the entire health care of our children. It's just unheard of. We didn't do it over the decades with polio, with I can't even think of all the shots and cubes I was given in the 50s and 60s. We never questioned it because we valued people and country over. And I just don't get me started.
Well, I have to tell you that the numbers are now clear. This morning I had a client from Texas. I have to fact check this. Maybe, Jamie, you can look it up. But she said to me, here we are. Texas has shut down. I had another, that's what I'm trying to find out. Texas is shut down again, which means Texas was never going to be the state to shut down. Just saying. And then a friend of mine from Florida sent me an email, said, yep, a bunch of us have walked out of the hospitals. And I'm like, what? And I think that actually made the headlines. But we're starting to see a new wave of awareness, a new wave of questioning integrity, a new wave of asking for what really works. And look, you and I were there. The first cases and arguments for working remotely hit the table. And back then, the arguments about what happens to productivity when people work at home were just a lie. But now, if you're not embraced for your staff to work remotely, you're going to be in trouble. What do you think?
Totally. I saw a stat this morning, over 70% said as good, if not greater, productivity. And personally, when I left, I don't know, 35 years ago, I have much higher productivity than I did inside when there was office politics and people interrupting my work and I couldn't just sit and have quiet time to think and plan. The challenge is most leaders and managers, supervisors don't know how to support a team that is mostly remote or hybrid or week to week it changes. And so how do you have the flexibility to have high productivity? And the key, which most organizations I work with are still learning how to do, as you said, investing in people. So as folks are moving into this next phase, how do we prioritize team building? Really having people on board, everyone, 20 months of not being in person with most folks. So we have to rebuild relationships, renegotiate engaging agreements in this time. We have to really use an EDI, equity, inclusion, diversity, social justice lens. What are your needs for these last 20 months? What was met, what wasn't as we move forward? What else do you need? Parental, you know, people think parental elder care issues, but again, people with disabilities, folks of color, women, queer folk, we could keep going in all those intersecting identities, introvert, extrovert, folks that have to commute versus others that don't, people that don't have the money to commute anymore because their discretionary money has gone to health care costs because they got sick. Being able to create a work environment and a team bravery with trust takes a lot of developing so that people can say, in the next few weeks, these are going to be my needs, and so I need 3 days at home. I need more time planning. And for leaders to say, and supervisors, always have a backup plan. Yes, we want one day everybody at work. That may not happen because we're going to have Delta COVID. So to have leaders, supervisors, managers, flexibility, ambiguity, but tell me where I'm wrong, Dr. Pat. No. People are exhausted, burned out, and thought there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and then so many people in this country did not get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so,
Well, I want to talk to you about that when we come back. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if you've listened to Jennifer Marcinelli's show, but Jennifer Marcinelli is Burn Bright today. She is a wellness and well-being expert. She has studied and worked in organizations on burnout. And she is reaching out to organizations because all of what you have said is compounded by the fact that new levels of anxiety have now hit the statistics, new levels of numbing out. And if your organization doesn't have someone like you, Dr. Kathy, in it, and somebody that understands wellness and well-being at the medical level, at the psychological level, tell me this when we come back. Are we going to be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again? Let's take a short break when we come back. How are you planning to come back? How are you planning to stay back? And what is it about the shifting needs of each of us? Why did I get a scrubber and put it in the production room? Yes, you can buy a scrubber and clean the air for your employees. Hello, we'll be right back.
The New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is so great. Dr. Kathy O'Barrett joining me here today. Stay remote. Go hybrid. What are the leadership challenges? What are the dilemmas? What are people doing about it? Before we go there, look, I just gave people just a snippet of what you do. Number one, tell us about how to listen to your show. I mean, your shows just rock me. But how do we work with you? And talk a little bit about what you're up to.
Well, that is so sweet. First Wednesday of every month, I think it's 10 a.m. Pacific time, we have some great guests looking at how do you create inclusive, equitable work environments, organizations, transformational change. And since George Floyd's murder, we've been really focused much more about dismantling dynamics of race and racism, white supremacy culture, and creating truly inclusive organizations for all, particularly BIPOC folk. And then I do consulting and training and speaking and leadership coaching, mostly all around creating inclusive, equitable, transformative organizations like we're talking about today. This is just one small slice of the work. People can always find me, drkathyobear.com.
And we'll keep mentioning that for those of you out there. I want to jump to the plan. Now, I don't know that this is true. I don't know that companies didn't plan. I think they may have. But do you think that we were aware of planning in a way that literally took into consideration the full dynamic of where we are today?
I think most folks I know went into crisis mode. I work a lot with college, universities, and nonprofits. They were the senior leadership meeting every day or every other day, and then always on emergency to come in. And I actually think that was a great team building, but to build relationships and then be able to talk and realize how siloed everyone was and really call people into, we have to look at the whole organization. I wonder if leadership teams are ready to do that now and not just corporate, not just large, not-for-profit, higher ed, but K-12 and also divisions planning to, especially in this moment, we need to be ready to, in a split moment, have everybody come, leadership, and then open forums where we let everyone know what we know, what we don't know, and then collaborative decision-making. I got to work with one group maybe a month ago that was planning before this Delta surge. They had working groups looking at how do we come back to a hybrid or in-person work, and let's use an EDI lens and think finance. And so the senior leadership had these working groups, cross-functional, who are recommending. It was a brilliant strategy to then keep everyone involved. But how many folks were caught flat-footed then 20 months ago? But now I think we need to be ready for dynamics as tough as we held in March. And what's worse is, which you alluded to, people exhausted, burned out, emotional, mental health, physical health, grief, trauma. And if they're like me, my hopes were rising that we could finally, and now they're dashed. So all of that, leaders, managers don't have the capacity. We're never trained how to create an inclusive, transformative culture in this kind of dynamic. So I think they need to prepare for the worst. Maybe start hybrid now. So
those are my thoughts. Well, and, you know, let me give everybody the information. I've got it in my hand. So the information about Texas is as following. You know, a small town called Ira M in Texas, albeit small, shut down because nearly half of its people were hit by COVID. And that number is supposed to rise. Now, what does that mean? I mean, you can decide what that means. But it's no different than the trend we have in Washington State. And, you know, we have a governor that came out and made a mandate effective yesterday for us, which the CNN, everybody's like, oh, Washington State's got the toughest mandate in the country. I don't know if it's the toughest. He's wear your mask. That's what he's saying, basically. That's what he's saying. He didn't shut anything down, but... like for us in public and the government, and I think there's more to come on that. But why did he do it? Well, King County, as of yesterday, has the highest incidence, I think, Benny, you have to fact check me, than it's ever had. So here we are. We are opening to normal. And yet today, you and I, when we sat down to do the show, we didn't think we'd be here.
No.
I honestly didn't think we'd be back here talking about this. I don't know. I'm an optimist. But it doesn't matter. You have to have learned something from what we went through. Are we ready to accommodate what we need, what organizations need to function? Can we talk for a little bit, and I'm going to go ahead and skip this next break. I'll take it in a little bit. But there are shifting needs of people, and I want to talk for a minute about the equity lens. And I want to talk about that because the cases that I'm hearing and the people that I'm speaking with, they fall in a disproportionate amount of people. But can I tell you a poll I took, informal poll? Ready?
I'm ready.
I did an informal poll of people that I work with, women I work with, and I work with a lot of women in recovery and so forth. And I asked them, did you know that the Senate voted on equal pay for women about 5 weeks ago? And they all said, yay. And I said, did you know that the bill didn't pass the Senate? And they said, no. 95%. That was the quickest slip through of any equality bill I have ever seen in my life. That was the greasiest bill that went through unnoticed to the public that I've ever seen.
So how much is being unnoticed that's happening nationally, even statewide? Because folks are just running around with childcare issues, work, bills, sickness. And we've got this internal bill that they're trying to do. So they have the infrastructure that's roads and bridges. And now this other one, which is more healthcare, child care, climate change. I have to breathe because everything, it seems, literally seems to be on fire and crises. And your point, individuals are just trying to get by. I saw this one quote said, we're not at the breaking point, we're broken.
Yeah.
And so how are leaders, governmental people, really putting people first? To your point, are people ready? Could you imagine if after this, every team leader, supervisor, senior leader said, we need to look at what did we do 20 months ago and what do we need to start doing now? Even if we find we don't need a daily, but we're ready for a daily huddle to look at crisis management and to have teams pull together. How are you doing by group membership? What did you need? What do you need now? What worked from the pandemic we want to keep? What old stuff do we want to let go of because it's toxicity? And what else is needed, including being able to pull together at a split moment to say what we plan for tomorrow we need to shift? And so team leaders 101, leaders 101 with your directs, modeling how to do healthcare, mental health care, policies and practices that are really about self-care, team care, and requiring people to take this down all the way to even one-on-one relationships, if that's all you supervise. We have to revamp and reinvent how we do business now, because I think in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
More places are going to shut down.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about some of the strategies and tips that you just mentioned and what leaders and management can know. I'm at a loss. Maybe you can explain it to me. I'm at a loss for how many organizations are not willing to hire outside people to come in to help them. I'm at a loss. I'm just a little bit shocked. You know, and you get the crisis because you work with the employees, right? If you're a coach, you know, if you're somebody in the wellness or the well-being field, you're working with people every day. They're telling you the stories. And yet organizations, they don't see it. Even something, Dr. Kathy, is this. I had a friend of mine go into work the other day, and she's got allergies. So she's sneezing. But she has allergies. Five people cleared the room. Yeah. She says, I have a note from my doctor. I have allergies. They looked at her and said, we don't care. Stay home. Now, these are employees in a room. I want to ask you this. Give me your version of communicate, communicate, communicate. Because, boy, I'll tell you, we better learn some skills here.
For leaders all the way throughout the organization, get everyone talking about what's our vision of a highly inclusive, equitable, in this time of pandemic, racial reckoning organization. What are our values? Therefore, we're going to relook at every policy, practice, informal ways of engaging. Does it align with our values and our vision? That is so critical. Just keep coming to the back. Set up these teams, every team to look at every policy, practice, including your story of how do we unconsciously, unintended, negatively impact other these microaggressions, macroaggressions? Add to another one. Let's say you do remote, hybrid. Half the team is in person at their own computers. Half the team is remote. Then you have the, oh, you're in the office, so you therefore are. Mm-hmm. All those bias. You're a better worker. I can count on you. You're promotable. Oh, you have to take care of kids. Mm-hmm. You're going to have crises. You can't be a supervisor. And so 97% of black knowledge workers want an office where they're remote or hybrid. Mm-hmm. I think that's broader if you go cross-racialized identity. I didn't see any data for folks that are Latinx or Asian American, Pacific Islander. So, and I think most white folks want it too. But to have really increase the emotional intelligence of folks, to be able to have these real, authentic, brave conversations, to also be able to, people have no bandwidth. I have so little bandwidth these days, and I have so much privilege. So how do we have teams, organizations talk about navigating difficult situations, hot buttons, triggers? using this time to give people more skill and development and to realize that disproportionate impact across group membership privilege marginalized, and then our policies and practices, whose needs are met and whose aren't. And if most organizations can look at every policy practice and say by group membership, who was served by the changes we did, not just everybody, but, oh, people with disabilities really benefited some by remote work. People with mental health dynamics that didn't tell us before really benefited. Women across different identities, and just particularly parents. So to teach people with real-time conversation to have an EDI lens in everything they do and then relook at every policy, practice, norm, service, customer service, because really you change your customer service. You did in the pandemic. There's a lot that you want to keep because that really will increase the way you, your customers are happy because you had more of an EDI lens because you had to.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you about this because part of this is, you know, partnering remote work is no excuse not to partner with employee advisory committees, not to keep up the internal groups that were formed and were vibrant when you came into work. And now we have so many digital tools. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, seventh generation Zoom now upgrades and enhancements and effects. I mean, there's so much that the pandemic brought forward from a technological point of view and also from a cybersecurity point of view, because that was the old question mark. Mm. Oh, no, you can't. Okay, you can't work remote. But I want to ask you this. When we stop for the moment, just today, when we stop and we look, it's almost as if we need organizational interventions to say, hit the pause button. We have to take a moment.
Yeah.
We have to look at where we are, and we better get on the stick. What are your thoughts?
Totally. Could you imagine if organizations said for the next 2 weeks, we're going to pause and really, what wasn't working before, pandemic, what else do we need? Give people the tools. That meant trickle down, so training as well as talking points. And I want to go back to employee resource groups. This is a time actually to increase the resources, the energy, and support to have those happen. Trauma-informed practices, teams can do it, but we have to have organizational and employee resource groups can be the place, or affinity spaces. That might be short-term. Over the next 3 months, we're going to hold these spaces for anybody, and then ones that particularly for folks in one or more marginalized intersecting identities, confidential, not recorded. Come talk about how you're doing and lots of resource sharing. How do you do more child care backup, elder care backup, child tutoring? So just sharing some of that. Yesterday, I didn't realize an organization, actually it was the state of Washington, you will have an immigrant employee resource group for the entire state, state employees and others. And I learned about that yesterday, and I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
In this time of, especially what's happening in Afghanistan and other places, the resurgence of anti-immigrant, but it's been there for centuries, part of the right wing. So what are the needs of folks? A parenting one, an elder care one, asking employees what kind of gatherings could be useful, and then what kind of resources do we need to supply as an organization more? This is the time to do it because employees are looking. They want more money, and they're getting it.
Yeah.
They want more family, work, balance, flex time. They want purposeful work. We haven't talked about that yet, how Gen X, because by age, millennials are really saying, I want work where I feel like not only I am seen, valued, no microaggression, but that who I am can contribute fully in my fullness, aligning with my core values. And if we don't give folks purposeful work and help them see how it's really helping change the world, and some of your listeners are like, some of these jobs are day-to-day, but how what they do individually serves the highest good of the whole organization, you are going to lose so many next-gen and millennials who are just going to keep turning over unless you can find a way to not only help them learn and grow and move up and move within the organization, but aligned with their core values. I matter, I belong, I contribute.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I posted the job after we went through a little turnover here for the very reason you mentioned. You know, when you got people saying, I just really need to work from home. Why? Because you have family to take care of. There are personal reasons. When I put the job post out about 2 months ago, I changed the description for our producers. I included everything from the day-to-day running shows to creative video to creative graphics. And it was a great idea. What was the downside of that was that the time period to learn those jobs is longer. The complicated nature of them may take a little bit longer. And I think we sent an email out to all of you saying, hey, we're growing, we're expanding, please be patient with us. But the return on it was I've got two new incredible producers, and I'm canvassing for a third. But here's what happens when you do that, and you know this, Dr. Kathy. This is where you cut the wheat from the chaff. Isn't that the expression?
Mm.
There's some people that want purposeful work, and there's some people that it's just way too much responsibility. And you have to find the job that fits you. You have to find that job that's going to keep your personal life in order, that's going to keep things in order. But here's where we are today, and this is to your point. Boy, please, CEOs, C-suite people, employees from the bottom up, as we used to say, call your supervisor, send a note to your manager, talk to the people in groups, and tell them you need something more. You need to bring somebody in that you can have as, you know, EAP, old school EAP, it's not quite as robust as what we need. This is a new time. When you have dozens of doctors in Florida taking part in a symbolic walkout today in protest of unvaccinated, please don't say that we're coming back to normal, right?
I need to breathe.
Yeah, you do. Let's go to a short break. When we come back, solutions. How do you communicate even if you're not being asked your opinion? Where do you go for help? And what is one of the best tools you can provide your management with? We're going to give you that and much more. But as Dr. Kathy said, yeah, just breathe. And, you know, if you're me, go play some ping pong. We'll be right back.
To wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationship. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. As we talked about the other day on a show, and this is not my phrase. I'm not going to take credit for this. I'm going to give this to Jennifer J. Exhaustion is the new burnout. Today, Dr. Kathy Aubert is talking about the many ways that the seepage of exhaustion infiltrates an organization, and if we're not ready and prepared and we have the tools. See, this is the heartbreak. Before we get to that, could you tell people how they can find out about you? Also, you have several books and your radio show. Let's make sure we get that in before you and I get rolling again.
I have a great radio show coming up. It's the first Wednesday of every month. So that'll be September 1st, I think. So every Wednesday, we talk about creating inclusive, transformative organizations and the strategies and dilemmas and resistance. And people can always find me at drkathyaubert.com. And if you go /resources, lots of open source resources since this pandemic, and particularly since George Floyd's murder and the increase of organizations wanting to be anti-racist organizations that are nowhere near ready. That's where I've actually been asked to put a lot more work on helping folks understand race, racism, dominant white culture, and particularly white leaders develop their capacity for authentic, engaged conversations, unlearning racist attitudes they didn't think they ever had. And so that was my second book, But I'm Not Racist, Tools for Well-Meaning Whites. All the books and lots of video, resources, all free. All I ask is that you use them with integrity and have folks continue learning and growing, because if we don't come back to a hybrid remote work environment with an EDI anti-race lens, you will continue to see turnover tsunami. You will continue to see folks looking for jobs across all identities.
Look, I commented when we came back to the following. What I commented on is people that are like you, that have been working with organizations, you've pretty much seen it all. Although we are seeing some new stuff, I would say. But we know the tools that could eradicate, if not that, neutralize what's going on. I want to ask you, what will it take for us to do this level of planning, put up the money and the resources to get it done? what will it take? Because this is a way to take an uncertain future and hopefully neutralize it to a point, don't you think?
And actually write it now to say, we've been trying to do transformational EDI culture change for decades. Organizations can literally ride this tsunami, because what a time to co-create a whole new culture and climate. Friends, can you imagine if leaders said, we're going to get honest and transparent about what we know and what we don't know, and then say, teams, you come together, like we've said, everyone, what do we need? What's got to change? And then say, what will work? What does everybody need? So can we not do meetings on Fridays so that you have planning time? Can we have a day that everybody is either in the workplace or always available on remote, so that if we have emergencies, can we have a day we have planning time? And that might change week to week, but the teams negotiate breadth of differences. We know who each other's needs are, and collectively we do this. We use Slack so that we can be talking to each other. Google Docs so there's asynchronous planning. You don't have to be in the same room. Have people really realize, actually, we do better work on Zoom if we're not on for 8 or 9 hours a day, and prioritizing self-care. So then maybe there's just 4 hours a day that we ask people to be available. And then you work your other time that works for you. So there are all kinds of ways that teams can renegotiate day to day these trauma-informed practices, how we can have the team own it, talk, and supervisors can be learning how to do this. Training from HR, come together every 2 weeks with supervisors, dilemmas, what else do we need, what other tools do we need. But to your point, most leaders are not prepared, but we can organizationally provide it if we bring them together, show them what we're thinking, have them tell us what's been working so we're all learning from each other. Here's one of the things supervisors say, well, they won't work well if they're remote. I have to see them. Truth is, face-to-face, FaceTime has always been an oppressive organization. If leaders and supervisors have clear project plans, clear assignments, lots of one-on-one check-in where you're not doing the tasky, but you're building relationships and asking people to give you the work they're doing, and then you really learn how to coach and supervise virtually in the moment. The other thing I think we have to do is cross-training so a person doesn't have the knowledge. We have two or three folks who could be backup if that person leaves or goes on FMLA or has to take a week because they have COVID, even if they're vaccinated. There are so many things we could talk about, but those specifics. And holding supervisors accountable, not letting them go back the old way, but this is our new vision, this is a new workplace, here's how to do it, and we expect you to do it.
And by the way, what I'm finding is that, you know, there is a way to present your manager with ideas that they may not know about. See, one of the things that we have to get over is that our managers, supervisors know everything. They are hustling to get through the day. They're not reading material on how to do what you just said. And so, you know, look, send them an article. Send them something with a little note. Send them something that you're thinking about this. Because I think that even if you don't get a response back, some of this does sink in. I know when I was that manager, when my folks used to send me stuff, maybe 2 out of 10 got my attention, but they got my attention.
Can you imagine if leaders, managers said, we're going to be doing three-hour retreats every 3 weeks now.
Yep.
And everything they do, whether they bring in someone outside or they do it internally, models everything we're talking about. And then they say, we expect you. So they start every meeting with breathing, some meditative practice, a short breakout. How are you doing given the pandemic, time of racial reckoning? Come back, talk, go back out with someone else and share what are you doing that has been trauma-informed practices that has supported people individually, collectively. Come back and share. And so they are modeling it and then say, given what's going on, what else do we need to be doing? You model it. I'm doing this inclusion partner program. I've been doing it 5 or 6 years. The next one happens to be starting this Friday. It's in a virtual 12 live week and lots of resources. We're going to be front-loading all that we're talking about today because In those 6 weeks, we really cover how do you support leaders, have an equity inclusion lens in everything we do, interpersonal dynamics, policy practices, culture, climate. If you're still interested, go to the website. There's still some room. Most folks don't have those capacities. So could you imagine if every organization said, let's bring two people from every division or one from every unit, too, to come together. You got the supervisor training, but then develop these folks to how do they support their supervisor, their manager, to have trauma-informed practices, hybrid workplace, because not everybody can know how do we do hybrid meetings. So we got two or three people that are reading that article that are learning,
yeah.
But mostly ask the team, what have we done that's been useful? What do we need to do differently so we can do hybrid, some remote, some in person, and ask them what they need and then institutionalize it with the caveat, mm-hmm. any day, any week, we may need to change because we may be shut down in any moment.
Do you know, as a sidebar, I'm just going to throw this out. Do you know if you go back in time and you look at some of the greatest discoveries, the model that you just talked about is what they use. I used to work at Bell Labs with Arnold Penzias and Wilson, who discovered the Big Bang. And I will tell you this. Yes, these folks were out there pointing sound waves to the sky. But do you think they did that alone? Or did they have somebody remotely? You see, this model you're talking about has been the basis and fundamentals of basic research for eons. We have forgotten this. We have forgotten it. Even Einstein collaborated. Even Carl Jung collaborated. See, the model you just talked about is a model that has been used for some of the greatest discoveries on the planet. And why then doesn't it apply to us at work? See, what you just described is the fundamental basis for genius and innovation. And if we can demonstrate that to leadership, I'm kind of like wondering, what kind of leader would deny from having a genius Big Bang discovery in their company?
Performance management, I bet, still reinforces individual competence. So if you imagine we change it to the... Your performance manager is how did you empower your team and what did the team do and what kind of brilliance came up and how did you reward them and how did you recognize and appreciate? Because if leaders are not acknowledging all the contributions these last 20 months and individually, collectively, and making it a team-based and individual, you will lose people. So to your point, systems have to be recreated. And I didn't come up with this stuff. It took me decades of learning this. Because I was brought up in a very white, upper-middle-class academic way of thinking, do it by yourself, by your bootstraps, which is all a lie. So, yes, we have mm-hmm. to transform collective, participatory, all-valued EDI. This is the moment.
To your point, Arnold Penzias, one of the Big Bang guys, he would never have discovered anything if his team back at Murray Hill didn't crunch the data. Do you know what he did for years after, even when he became president of Bell Labs? Every Friday, we went and had bagels with him. Now, you may be thinking, so what? Is that a reward? Can you imagine having bagels every Friday with Mr. Big Bang, Dr. Arnold Penzias, who remembered that, Pat, you like the everything bagel?
You matter. I value you. Build relationships. Let's work on something together. Tell me about your lives. That time, prioritizing people first, relationship building time is critical in this moment. Got to be job one.
Please get a hold of Dr. Kathy O'Bear. And, you know, what you're doing and what you're working with in organizations, it is beyond needed. It is not just a new narrative. It's not just a new normal. It's literally throwing out the book and maybe pulling forward some ideas that work and creating a powerful future. Thank you for all that you do.
Yeah.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the hosts of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Over on 405 southbound near the off-ramp to the West Valley Highway exit, around the first milepost, a recent collision, partially blocking. Looks like the ramp and response team has arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Forging the Lives with Coach Christine. Beyond the Curves. Calling in your unique destiny, because revealing your inner hero can only be with special guest Jennifer Schaefer.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. There are several reports President Biden is sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. It comes as he's set to speak on the situation in the war-torn country. However, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle say the deadline does not leave enough time to get everyone out who wants to leave. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. In a statement, his publicist said, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He was 80 years old and recently pulled out of the Rolling Stones tour due to health reasons." Bandmates Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood gave supportive messages to Watts following the announcement. The drummer joined the band in 1963. Watts is survived by his wife, daughter, and granddaughter. Texas lawmakers are debating a social media censorship bill. It would prohibit sites like Facebook and Twitter from banning Texans for political views and would set up a legal process for lawsuits. The bill's author argues social media is the same as a phone company or cable providers, which are barred by government regulators from discriminating against customers. Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising New York Governor Kathy Hochul and says he's looking forward to working with her. He called it a good day to turn the page, adding a sad chapter has ended now that former Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. De Blasio echoed Hochul's earlier comments that the two are now in regular communication. De Blasio and Cuomo often clash during their time in office together, and he says the speed of the news cycle is a good thing here as a new era can quickly begin. It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping now.
We're going to see some supply chain challenges into 2022. So if you see it on the shelf and you know it's on somebody's list or you expect it to be on somebody's list, I'd go ahead and grab it while it's there.
That's Iowa State University supply chain management professor Scott Graw. He says pandemic-related worldwide transportation issues are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to market. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Summertime tips from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine and More. Topping your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese? Take it to the next level with Carbon Cabernet Reserve, rated 92 points, an incredible value.
And nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob.
Feeling adventurous? Come on in. Let's try our smoky mezcal for mind-blowing margaritas.
Now you can order delivery for as low as $4.99 for a limited time. Find out if your area qualifies at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Hello, hello. This is Coach Christine Clark. I am delighted to have you all here with me today. We have a spectacular show. My great friend and longtime business partner is Jennifer Schaefer, and she's going to talk to you about RIM, Regenerating Images in Memory. She is the CEO of Reveal Your Inner Hero. You can find her on the website. Before we dive in, though, I do want to remind you that next month, on September 28th, we are going to have Robin Eaton, my guest. She is the owner of Soul Touched by Robin. She is a shaman and life coach. We're going to deep dive into fate versus destiny, and we're going to do some stone throwing, some soul throwing with her as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure that you plug in on September 28th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern in the States. Now, Jennifer, my friend, is the consummate student. She loves learning, and because of that, she has got just a very robust background and coach. I'm going to tell you just a few of the certifications that she has. She is a Jungian life coach. She's a facilitator of the RIM, Regenerating Images in Memory. She is a Canfield trainer of the Success Principles, a John Maxwell team member, a facilitator of the Energy Codes, as well as a National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer. And she is also certified in yoga as an ERYT 200 instructor and a Y12SR yoga instructor. She does mindfulness and meditation practitioner as well. And if you think that's hot, wait until you hear this. Jen is giving away a full RIM session, Regenerating Images in Memory. You can email her at Jen, J-E-N-N, at revealyourinnerhero.com. Use the subject line Transformation Talk Radio. Include your name, your phone number, and your email address. And you'll be in the running to have a RIM session from Jen. And by the time we get done with this program, you know you're going to want that RIM session. I'm also giving away, Coach Christine Moi is giving away a laser coaching program. You can put your name in for that by emailing me at forgingalifewithcoachchristine, Christine is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E at gmail.com. And if you want, you can also just simply call into the radio station, 1-800-930-2819. Provide your name, your phone number, and your email address, and just say, hey, I want to be put in for the possible earning of a RIM session, or I want that laser coaching program, and we'll put your name in. So that's what we want to do throughout the hour today. And now let's meet Jen Schaefer, my good friend. We met back in July of 2015. We were both attending a coaching certification, deep dive full week, and we just stay connected after that. And Jen, I'm absolutely, absolutely delighted to have you here with me today.
Oh, Christine, it is an absolute pleasure, and it has been, I am so grateful that our paths have crossed, and we've had the opportunity to work together, and I love that Robin's coming on. That's wonderful. Robin's in our community, and she's amazing, so that's going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be pretty exciting. So thank you for having me, Christine.
You are most welcome. You're most welcome. And so I want to talk a little bit about your expertise and, you know, where you've come from, Jen, because what you bring to the table for your clients is just has so much depth and breadth. But tell us a little bit about your background, just, you know, who you are, where you live. Let's fill in the family stuff.
Okay, fun. So first and foremost, Christine and everyone out there, I'm a mom. I'm a mom to three lively boys, and they keep me young. I love being a boy mom, just as I know, Christine, you probably do too. We can relate here and that.
Absolutely.
Together. Lots of adventures with boys, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm walking this amazing journey called life with a really loving genuine man, my husband Chuck, and he really does make my heart smile. And I wake up grateful each and every day that we found each other. And he has two beautiful grown daughters, so together we make seven. And our little fur baby Gracie, she is really softening me up. She's softening me up. And so, yeah, that's all the fun family stuff. And I am empty nesting. I just took my youngest off to college last weekend. So moving into a new season of life.
Yeah, that's a big one. Howard and I are in that too, and I know that you and Chuck are going to navigate that perfectly as well. So tell me a little bit about your education background, the different things, and then I want to, we'll dive into the RIM. You can tell me what, you know, explain to us what that is. But first, give us some background of, you know, some of the other things you've done that help you, I don't necessarily say help you be a RIM facilitator, that's not it, but enhance you as a RIM facilitator, let's put it that way.
Well, so professionally, my background is I'm a mind-body coach, and so what that is transforming lives from the inside out. And I specialize in nourishing and nurturing your mind and body and creating a lifestyle that puts you first, physically and emotionally. And so, yes, I have all of those certifications, and really RIM is my secret sauce. So may I share a personal experience?
Love to. Please do.
Good. So I'm a mom, three boys, and I would say about 15 plus years ago now, oh, my gosh, time flies. I scooped my beautiful boys up and popped them in the car seats, and we were heading to school, preschool, and it was a gorgeous, crisp fall morning, and the sun was bright, the sky was blue, and, you know, it's the beginning of the school year, so you have that energy, you know, all of that really fun energy like we have right now. I know my youngest just went off to college, and he said, yeah, this is really good energy. I'm really excited, and I'm inspired, so he's doing all sorts of fun stuff at college right now, I'm sure. And so I had their lunches packed, their backpacks ready. You know, I put on their beautiful little play clothes and ready for all their activities that they had in store for them. And I walk into school. I walk them into school. I walk into their classroom. I watch them, you know, go in and put their backpacks away and their lunch bags up on the hook and make their way over to their little preschool table. And I'm just feeling joyful, right? I've got this happy, joyful sensation inside me because I'm so excited for it, for their journey, so that they can learn. And I walk out to the car, Christine, and I get in the car, I close the door, and I have my hands on the wheel, and I'm driving out of the parking lot. You know, it's time for me to go do all the errands while they're at school.
Go be the adult.
I know, right? And so as I'm driving out of the parking lot, I really get this distinct energy in my body. And it's like this real heaviness. It's like a sense of sadness and uncertainty. And there's an anxiousness in my body. And it's like this energy is trying to get my attention. It's trying to communicate with me in some way. And I have to say it's uncomfortable. You know, are you familiar with uncomfortable feelings, Christine?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we all are.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, you know, I don't have time for this. You know, I don't have time to pay attention to what this uncomfortable feeling is. And so I just decide to ignore it. And I turn on the radio. I distract myself. I go about my business. I run my errands. And I'm busy. And I just, you know, I don't have time. I've got too much going on. And this overwhelming feeling, this uncomfortable feeling, is just like all the way down the center of my being. You know, I finish my errands. I zip back over to pick up the boys. And, of course, there's this joy because they've just, you know, painted these pictures. And, you know, Mom, I want to show you this. I want to show you that. And, you know, take them home, and then we go off to swimming lessons, and we go to the park, and I'm going to make dinner. And, you know, if you're a mom, you probably are starting to relate to all of this. And, you know, and I'm brushing off my experience because I really don't have enough time to pay attention to what's going on inside my body. And so, you know, I'm thinking, oh, it's all in the rearview mirror. And, or so I think. At any rate, each day passes, each day I wake up, and here comes this uncomfortable feeling again, right? And the volume is turning up, and each day that I don't pay attention to this energy in my body, it gets louder and louder, and I continue to find ways to distract myself from it. And so I distinctly remember, too, one night after a full day of running around, I climb into bed, and I'm just exhausted. Can you relate, Christine?
Absolutely.
At the end of a big mom day, I'm just exhausted. And what comes over me is this wave of energy. And it's like this massive wave of intense fear. And I am just like frozen. I remember laying on my side and I couldn't move. My heart was beating out of my chest and I'm finding it really hard to catch my breath. Like, you know, and it's as if there's this giant grizzly bear standing in front of me and just staring me down. I'm just frozen, right? Fight, flight, or freeze, frozen. So something inside me says, just breathe. And I start taking these long breaths, and I'm feeling the inhale and the exhale, and I feel a surge of heat run through my body that just scares me to death. And I'm exhausted, I'm scared, I'm drained, and like wired all at the same time. And I have no idea what I just experienced, zero, you know. So the next morning I call my medical doctor, and it's real interesting because there weren't a lot of questions that he asked me really, and he prescribes, you know, anti-anxiety medicine. And so I start taking this medicine, and it seems like magic in the beginning. And I was just glad to be, like, out of that excruciating, exhausting loop of running away from these uncomfortable feelings. And so what I learned, you know, I learned while I'm on these meds, these anti-anxiety medications, I learned what it's like to not have that overwhelming experience of these feelings all the time. Right? It's like, wow, this is awesome. This is like cloud nine, baby. And so that seems like a win until I realized that the meds don't cure this.
Right. And they mask it.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's a Band-Aid.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. And so then, of course, there are side effects, right? Mm-hmm. And so I go back to my doctor, and what I realize is that he really doesn't have any other plan to heal or resolve this, right? So which something doesn't add up for me. And I'm like more agitated thinking this is my fate. Take a pill every day for the rest of your life. And so I was like, no, I don't believe this is the answer. And so what I did experience was a panic attack. And there might be some people out there who've experienced one too. And it is frightening.
Mm-hmm.
And which for me, Christine, and we've talked about this, it was an accumulation of unresolved trauma that I had experienced during high school and college.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what did that lead you to?
Yeah. And so, you know, what resulted, what that led to was finding a solution, right? And how that all showed up, and what I'm realizing today is how that was showing up in my life and how I was seeing life, how I was doing life, in, you know, how I was showing up in my life, my relationships, and especially the relationship with myself, and even more so how I wasn't showing up, right? So I wasn't showing up for myself. I wasn't advocating for myself. I can see that now.
Yeah, right.
And so what I was offered was that pill, a Band-Aid.
you know, and you decided not to do the Band-Aid. And
right.
With that, we're gonna skip the break. We're gonna keep rolling here because I want to relate this to the rim. So that was, what was that point? Were you already doing yoga and meditation, or did that launch your yoga and meditation?
That launched my yoga and meditation.
Okay.
It absolutely did. And meditation was enormous. It was huge.
Right.
And I love this quote by Carl Jung. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's such a good quote. So I want to jump into the RIM, the regenerating images in memory. So tell me, what drew you into RIM? Because I know that you happened to bump into these people. They talked about their program, and you went to one of their things, and then you went all the way to become a facilitator and also co-host their training for new people coming in. So what was it about RIM that totally captivated you and said, I want to be a part of this, I want to do this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I discovered RIM, Christine, when I was training with Jack Canfield. And Jack is the author of the Success Principles and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. You might mm-hmm. recognize that. And so while I was at this training, I sat down and had lunch with the RIM creator herself, Dr. Deb Sandella.
Yeah.
And Dr. Deb and the RIM Institute are based out of Denver, Colorado. And she is the author of Goodbye, Hurt, and Pain. Highly recommend her book. It is amazing. And she is and has been in the mental health industry for over 25 years.
Okay.
And so I'm having lunch with her, and what I learned at the lunch table doesn't even compare to what I experienced when I had a session. So RIM, regenerating images and memory, is an effective technique that allows one to identify and express emotions safely. It's a body-centered, non-clinical technique that collaborates with our inherent emotional system, our emotional operating system is what I like to call it.
Right.
And it works.
So when you were talking about the anxiety attacks and this feeling of unsettledness that eventually led you to the doctor, try a pill, don't want to live like this, choose something else. So you're telling that story. I'm thinking that RIM has got to be a piece of what cleared some of that past trauma that you were living with that had built up over the years. I know you've done a lot of deep work in the coaching certifications that we attended together, and you've done a lot with a lot of different people. Tell me about RIM as far as for the other people that might say, yeah, well, what's showing up today is dumb past trauma. Isn't that what RIM does? Isn't it specific, go back and handle that past stuff so that we can live more present, more aware?
And
you're
on it. You're absolutely on it. Yeah, it works on the principle that we have an organic emotional operating system that naturally knows how to deepen positive feelings and dissolve the negative ones. Yeah.
Cool.
And so, what Carl Jung says is that what we resist not only persists but expands. And so we resist the negative emotion and it gets stuck in our body and it begins to expand in the body.
How does RIM do that? How does it do that?
It's really kind of magic. RIM also stands for releasing the inner magician. And Dr. Dev has put together this beautiful array of different modalities that she's brought together, amongst other things that have just come through her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like interactive guided imagery and somatic techniques. So you really do get inside the body to effectively check in and move the emotions, process them. And neuroscience confirms what she's been teaching for years. And so, yes, we go in and have this experience. It is a whole brain experience. So it's an intellectual experience as well as a felt body experience. And when you bring those two together,
there comes change, because you're not just, willpowering your way through this. You actually feel differently.
Yeah. In the Forge Your Life that I work with people, I talk about, there's a whole section on our initial forging, which is, you know, how we're drawn out from birth to present day, and our experience forms us, society shapes us, the world, you know, our parents, everything, and that as we develop and become formed by the outside world, as adults, some of that stuff doesn't serve us anymore. Some of the ideas you made up about who you were or what's possible don't work. And so what I hear in the RIM is that part of what you do is walking people back to their intuitive selves. In the Forging of Life, it's what I call going back to your elemental self, because that element is there. All your best stuff and that identity of who you are is there, and you just have to get it uncovered. So in my mind, RIM is like taking people back to that essence, to that self.
Yeah, so the way you see and approach situations and relationships, the RIM process updates the original programming and conditioning. It removes the blocks that we don't even know we have. It creates the positive outcomes that we desire. Right?
How would somebody know that maybe they should, like, maybe check you out and do a RIM session, or, you know, get coaching? Because we talked a little bit about, you know, red flags. So, and you had such a beautiful description about what people might sense. Like originally, like when you were talking about your original story, how you ignored it. I'm busy. I don't have time. But the niggling piece. So what are some of the things that might be showing up for people that might be an indicator to go talk to somebody?
Yeah, so, you know, we all have grown up in our own conditioning, right? So that's our normal.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move through life, you start to get triggered by people. You start projecting off onto other people. So the panic attack was obviously a big wake-up call. But, you know, just feeling uncomfortable. If your relationships aren't working, there could be some conditioning that's underlying there. Maybe you have had some traumatic experiences and, you know, some things in your life maybe aren't quite going the way you feel you want them to go. And so, you know, if you drop into your body and realize things are working or not working intellectually or emotionally, it might be fun to reach out, you know. And so a complimentary session, of course, is always available. And if you have questions, you can email.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a break here in just a little bit. And when we come back, Jen is going to walk us through a RIM session, a little mini RIM session. And if you would like to have Jen walk you through the RIM session, you can call in now. It's 1-800-930-2819 and get that. Otherwise, Jen is going to just kind of do a little walk for everybody, because you do this both in groups as well as one-on-one. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to do that. And want to remind everybody that Jen is giving away a full RIM session. You can email her at jen@revealingyourinnerhero.com. Use the subject line, Transformation Talk Radio. Include your name, your phone number, and your email address. And you can also put in your name for a laser coaching program from me, Coach Christine Clark, and email forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com. Use the subject line laser coaching, include your name, your phone number, and email address, and of course you can call in for that. My guest today is Jennifer Schaefer, and you can connect with her on her website, which is revealyourinnerhero.com. And we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, Jen's going to walk us through a RIM session.
certified life and leadership coach, Jennifer Schaefer, provides a heart-centered, holistic approach to strong mind-body self-care lifestyle. As a room facilitator, regenerating images and memory, Jennifer is part of a professional community called the RIM Institute that is launching Project Heal. Project Heal is a program to help school teachers and students recover and move forward with a way to maintain emotional health and safety in the classroom. Connect with Jen to learn more about Project Heal at revealyourinnerhero.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Certified life and leadership coach Jennifer Schaefer provides a heart-centered, holistic approach to strong mind-body self-care lifestyle. As a RIM facilitator, regenerating images and memory, Jennifer is part of a professional community called the RIM Institute that is launching Project Heal. Project Heal is a program to help school teachers and students recover and move forward with a way to maintain emotional health and safety in the classroom. Connect with Jen to learn more about Project Heal at revealyourinnerhero.com.
All right, and we are back with Forging a Life with Coach Christine, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. We are doing some giveaways during this hour. I want to remind you to go ahead and put in your name for a RIM session with Jennifer Schaefer. You can email her at jen@revealingyourinnerhero.com. Subject line, Transformation Talk Radio. Include your name, your phone number, and your email address. You can also put in your name for a laser coaching program from me, Coach Christine Clark. Email for Jill Life with Coach Christine at gmail.com. Subject line, laser coaching, include your name, phone number, and email address. And when you want to get a hold of Jen and follow up after today's program, make sure you go visit her on her website at revealyourinnerhero.com. And Jen, we're going to dive in and do a RIM experience. I'm just going to turn this over to you and let you lead us through.
Okay, super. Thank you, Christine. So what I want to say, first of all, is that when you do a private session, it is by phone or Zoom. So I've worked with people from all over the world. So it's really accessible to everyone. And it's a very individual experience based on exactly where you are and what you're experiencing. And so individual sessions range, they might be around 60 to 90 minutes, kind of plus or minus on average. And today, because we are not together, you might be at home or out for a walk or at the office listening. And so the best thing to do is just find your way into a comfortable chair. Some of my clients like to recline. and you will get the opportunity to experience this in a more general way. So it's just talking about the individual way. This is a little more general way, and it may feel a little bit like guided imagery, but it's still very evocative at a deep level in a real active way. So what you create is more powerful than what I can suggest. So it is truly your experience, and you can go faster or slower, and everyone will have a different experience. So that is absolutely perfect, and you cannot do this wrong. And I should preface, this should not be done while you're in motion. So no driving, because it is a closed eye experience.
Don't close your eyes. Pull over, please.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right.
And so, yeah, we want you to be safe. And so go ahead and find that comfortable seat. And what we'll do is we'll get started. And so with a big, deep breath in through your nose, a big audible exhale, and just let those eyes close. And just breathing in and out. As you relax into your body, as you let everything outside of you be outside of you, as you tune into your physical body, and you might notice a physical sensation, maybe a muscle twitch or a joint for some of us that maybe aren't getting younger, and then just gently beginning to notice the energy in your body. As you drop down right behind your belly button into that intuitive space, and just trusting all answers to any questions today will just spontaneously spring forth in your mind easily and effortlessly through your imagination as words, images, feelings, impressions, and just, again, however it shows up is absolutely perfect. Whatever wants to be known today will come through you. So just sensing in your body the energy and just noticing where that is. It might be in the chest, in the belly. It might still be in the head. Who knows? And your imagination will just bring forth form to this energy as you just notice how much space it's taking up. There might be a size, a shape, a color. There might even be an image to this energy. Just as you let all of your imagination do all the work, just receive what shows up. And just notice it, noticing the details. And then just allowing your awareness to move into that form, that color, that image. As you move into it, your imagination will bring forth a virtual resource who wants to be with you today. It could be anyone or anything. It could be the deity of your faith, a wise ancestor. It could be something from nature. It could be a pet, a friend. Could even be a superhero, and just whoever or whatever shows up just like that. Noticing who has shown up for you or what. Noticing the details. Noticing if they're in front of you or beside you. Notice how it feels that your virtual resource has shown up for you. And just allowing your imagination, allowing your awareness to move directly into your virtual resource, looking back at you. And from that perspective, looking over at you, go ahead and speak out loud or silently. What I sense is weighing on you. Is And looking over from the virtual resources perspective, what I hear, what I want you to know is himself, what I know to be absolutely true for you is now what I would change if I could. And what I want for you is I'm speaking from your virtual resource to yourself. What I want you to remember is and anything else your virtual resource wants to share with you, go ahead and express that now. And how it feels to share this with you is and then just moving your awareness back into yourself, looking over at your virtual resource. As you look at your virtual resource, you'll just notice a stream of colored energy moving from your virtual resource into you of all that's just been shared, spoken, and expressed. And just notice the color, the quality of that energy, where it's moving from your virtual resource, where it's entering into your body. As you receive all that energy, as you allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head. So it's flowing within you and around you. As you look back at your virtual resource, go ahead and speak aloud or silently. What I hear you saying to me, what I am receiving from you is and what it's like to hear this from you now, virtual resource. And what I'm realizing, what I'm becoming aware of, is
just sensing the new awareness in your body. Just notice where that's showing up. Noticing the color, the texture of that energy. And just go ahead and move into that energy. And continue speaking to your virtual resource from there. What I want or need from you now is, and anything else that wants to be shared, go ahead and express that now to your virtual resource. And then just taking this opportunity to say goodbye to your virtual resource, or you can ask it to stay, or if they would be available, whatever makes sense, whatever makes the most sense for you and your virtual resource. And when you're ready, you know you retain every detail of the wisdom and support felt from this resource, anchored deep into every cell of your body. Available to you now, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and into your future as a permanent part of you and your experience. And your subconscious lets you know that this is complete by bringing full weight and feeling back into your body, your arms, your legs, your fingers, your toes, and just when you're ready, spontaneously opening your eyes, coming back into the room. Welcome back.
Beautiful, Jen. Thank you for that. Anybody who is listening would like to call in and share the experience you just had, you are welcome to. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Jen, thank you for that. That was lovely. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
I will tell you, my virtual resource showed up as a hawk because that's my spirit animal. My spirit animal showed up for me. And what I'm recognizing is that I was checking the time, kind of seeing where you're at, paying attention to a little bit to the radio station, and also stepping into what I was feeling in my body, what was showing up, and it was lovely. Good confidence, inspiring. It felt warm. It felt nurturing. And the virtual resource?
A virtual resource.
Resource, yeah. Being able to have that conversation, what that virtual resource sees in the person, and confirms, and then taking that the shift to speaking from the virtual resource to you and anything that you want to say to it. Very empowering to be able to drill down to what's there as far as, for me, confidence that I'm capable, I can do this. Yeah, all that good stuff showed up, which is awesome. Tell me what other, tell me what your experience as a facilitator was, and if you would share some of the experiences that other people have done room with you.
I'd love to. So, Christine, I have done like hundreds of sessions now, and I work a lot with entrepreneurs and women, and it's really been life-changing for me, my own experience, but also others. So if it's okay, I'll share a few testimonials that I've received back, and this is a testimonial.
it's been really amazing. I feel more myself, if that makes sense, more empowered and at peace. It just feels stronger as an emotional, I feel stronger as an emotional being, and I see where I really need to focus and parts I need to just let go of. Thanks again. You are so kind to do what you do for other humans. So it is really a powerful experience. It does bring more confidence in for a lot of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And biggest wins, hand down, this is another one. Biggest win, hands down, was my REM session. Not only did it shatter years of programming, it was the catalyst that made me realize it was time to step up in my life. And so, too, like we talked about the conditioning and the programming we take on as we grow up. You know, is it serving you today? Maybe it served you back then, and maybe it's not serving you so much today. So this is a way to shift that. Yeah. I've noticed a huge difference in my confidence. That's another one. It's truly been life-changing. I love this one because this is so true. So I am much more aware of my surroundings and my emotions since the session. I am able to detect when my emotions change much better. And I guess you could say my emotional intelligence has improved.
Yeah. One of the images that we had for the show was actually an aerial view. It's green and there's concentric rings to it. And it's actually just an aerial view of the Mar-a-Dar desert. But when we looked at this image, it looked like the Nautilus, which is the concentric down to the very center, and then of course the rotating lines out, their shells. It's repeated in all different places in nature. And I think that that's really a way to think about or feel the regenerating the images and memory, is that it takes you into the center of yourself. It walks you through that so you can connect there. Yeah.
And the Nautilus, it is a symbol of transformation.
Right.
Yeah.
So as you grow, and which is fabulous, which is beautiful. And thank you for sharing this, and thank you for walking through. And I'm excited for, you know, the recording, so we can all go back and re-listen and re-connect to this REM session and have this conversation with our virtual, say it again for me, Jen.
A virtual resource.
Virtual resource, or virtual resource, which is beautiful because it's just whatever shows up, which is really, mm-hmm. really beautiful, which is great. And you're doing a very special thing with this, and the people from RIM. What is the name of the group, the organization?
Yeah, so it's the RIM Institute, and we're working on it's called Project Heal.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of this project. We're bringing RIM into the schools. And it's a pilot program, Christine, to train teachers and school staff so that they can be supported and teach their kiddos how to identify and express emotion safely. So think about all of the kids in school right now, you know, especially during the pandemic, right? So this pandemic year, our threshold for stress has lessened, and some experts are suggesting we have a global mental health pandemic. And this is interesting, the general population rates of depression and anxiety have quadrupled tripled respectively.
That's
and cool. A recent survey of parents found that nearly half have noticed a new or worsening mental health condition in their teenage children since the pandemic started.
Yeah, so tell me, what age group does Project Heal target? Is it for elementary, or you said young people, so then I was thinking maybe middle school or high school, but what ages of children do you work with? And do you work with just the teachers? Or do you work
Yeah, so we're working to train the teachers so the teachers can go in and do room activities in their classroom and also work one-on-one with students.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, those students who might have emotional, needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lovely way to learn how to experience emotion so that it's a positive experience.
Right.
So it's a real positive experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is that if you can get them young, get to them early and learn how to manage their emotions or, through the rim, untangle some of the knots that are started, you know, I don't know a single adult that has come into coaching that doesn't wish that, wouldn't it have been nice if I hadn't developed this issue, you know, in my infancy or in my youth or whatever it is, and take that into the schools and use it as a way of managing mental health in schools for the children, I just think is fantastic.
We're bringing emotional wellness. It's very proactive, right?
Right.
It's very proactive, and it's loving, and the children are heard and seen and felt, and it makes a huge difference.
Right. So the Room Institute goes in and works with teachers,
yep.
And then teachers can do this with children.
Right.
So you do this both one-on-one and in groups. So would this be something you'd do as a teacher would ultimately do with a group of kids, or would it
Absolutely.
Be more one-on-one as needed?
Yeah, both.
Both.
So
okay.
And it works really well. So the social emotional learning programs that they have in place, it's a great way to learn about emotions. And RIM, Regenerating Images of Memory, is a great way to learn how to experience emotion.
Right. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Jen, this has been just lovely. I'm delighted to have had you on today as my guest. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for taking us through a RIM session so everybody could have a feel for what that, you know, looks like and what the possibilities are. There's nothing like actual experience to nail that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, thank you. It's been absolutely lovely. I appreciate it so much. My guest today is Jennifer Schaefer. And she is, you can find her at Revealing Your Inner Hero. If you have questions about the Project Heal, talk to her, connect with her there. And, of course, you can get a hold of her through email at jen@revealingyourinnerhero.com. You can also hook up with me at sunglowtransformation.com. Find me on my website, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well. And, Jen, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for joining me today and for giving
Christine,
this experience to everybody.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Christine, for all you do for your clients and the community.
You are, I received that. Thank you. Right. So this has been Forging a Life with Coach Christine, Going Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. My guest today is Jennifer Schaefer. You can find her at revealingyourinnerhero.com.
Thanks. Into Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
The views expressed on this program are...